you came out of the blue, but everything changed. But now the closer you get, the more I'm afraid.
Houdini from the album Thresholds, just released this month by Mikey Dell, whose music's been streamed over 2 million times, and whose recent single 31 charted on CBC Music's Top 20 for several weeks. I spoke with Mike over Skype. Mike, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Good to be on Indie Beat.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up surrounded by music, or did you come to it later in life?
I grew up in Alberta. I played drums in a Blink 182 cover band in eighth grade, and I also played drums in church. So it was kind of this like dichotomy of two kind of opposing forces, I think.
Do you remember the very first record you ever bought for yourself?
Oh, the first record I bought for myself. Well, it was like, you know, it was this Christian band called Skillet, and then it was Blink 182 Dude Ranch. Those were kind of like two of the earliest. One was on tape and one was on compact disc. But those are the two earliest ones I remember listening to a lot.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Well, I don't have a lot of guitars. I only have like two main guitars, but my one, my Martin guitar, it took a spill this summer and the headstock snapped off of it. That one's sort of like a damaged gem that I think I will, you know, never part with, and unless someone smashes the windows to our van and takes it. But that's definitely like, you know, the one I've played the most.
You released your first EP back in 2008 and another EP and a couple of albums in the meantime. And you've just released your most recent record, Thresholds, this month. How do you feel your sound's evolved with the newer music?
Well, the new record is probably, I'd say, the biggest departure or the most different, just because there's not really kind of an alt country component. It's like much more, you know, it's like it's indie rock in nature in the instrumentation and kind of the rhythm and sonic qualities. But it's still like, you know, obviously it's still a little bit singer-songwriter because that's the world it's coming out of. But there's like, you know, this record Threshold, there's big, you know, there's a big rock song called Houdini. There's like this kind of like indie pop like chiller called Go With You. There's like one of our mantras was consistency is boring. And I think that's kind of evident. When listening to like the whole record, it's like pretty kind of all over the place when it comes to, I don't know, I think like genre and how the songs feel. But then anytime an artist is like singing on all the songs, I think when other people listen, they might not totally hear it as like, you know, way different or something like that. But yeah, that's kind of like the new record and how it's changed, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah, musically, there seems to be a lot of different styles in there, which makes it really interesting. Thematically, is there something that unites the songs?
The title of the record is Thresholds, and that is, that's a pretty overarching theme of the record. That's like what it is. It's pretty self-explanatory. And I think compared to like most records I listen to, this is like, you know, the theme of the record is kind of like punching you in the face right from the beginning and like right at the end. You know, you look at the word and like the album, like if you look at the, you know, the title, it's sort of, you know, it's really symmetrical. Even the album art is that way, you know, crossing the threshold if you're stepping from the beach to the, into the water, you know, there's a line you're crossing. And I think if you look at like visually, if you look at the album art, you kind of like see that.
You worked with Death Cab for Cutie's former guitarist, Chris Walla, on this album. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, like, I listened to so many records that Walla has made. And, you know, even being like, you know, being in the generation I'm from, I feel like so many people, it's like some of their formative records that they like grew up to, which like specifically would be like early Death Cab stuff or like Transatlanticism, that album, or the album Plans. So I think that's exciting to work with someone who you like, you know, you know their work so well. But also like, you know, you can't really be like worshiping something someone has done. You know, I know that, you know, Bon Iver had this quote. He said, nostalgia is a, I can't say that word on the radio, but he was just like saying nostalgia is hard. Because, you know, you love something so much, but if you're trying to recreate something from the past, that doesn't work, and it often sets you up for failure. So I think, you know, like, I think one of the reasons that Walla was interested in this record is because it was, you know, I knew that it was about thresholds, change, new orientation, and I kind of feel like, you know, he actually, that was kind of like happening in his life in a lot of ways, and I think that was one thing he really liked about the record. And yeah, I think you're just trying to like, you know, you're trying to like look forward and into the future, and you don't want to, you know, think of like, oh, a great thing that happened 10 years ago and trying to recreate that. So I think we were pretty good on that. And I was pretty good, you know, with making our, you know, making a new thing. So.
Your song 31 charted on CBC's Top 20 for several weeks. Tell me about that track.
The song is about getting older but feeling young. I don't know. I wrote that song when I was 31, and I'm no longer 31. So, it's just like I did it when I put it out. I dedicated it to all my friends who, you know, had gotten married and started renovating basements to the houses they bought. Because I think as like an artist or something, you're growing up at the same rate, but sometimes like the way your life looks is a little bit different than some of the people, you know, you went to college with or are friends with or went to high school with or something like that. Cause maybe you're in a little bit of a, in a different dimension. So I think that's kind of, you know, that song's like the protest song to the forces of society, maybe.
Well, I'm scared that we left this old city for good. The digital nomad alone in the woods. Well, I'm scared we'll get lost, lost inside of our minds. Replaying memories that we left all the good years behind. And moved on.